counting flowers on the wall. That don't bother me at all.
We present Linda Smith's A Brief History of Time Wasting.
Another beautiful day in East London, where there's a smile on every face and a Rottweiler on every balcony. It's amazing, it's only 10:15 and already I've been chosen over thousands of other people to take part in a Reader's Digest £1 million prize draw, which I will almost certainly win. I've also been advised by a leaflet of 3 more pizza delivery companies in my area. Domino's Pizza, Pub Quiz Pizza, and Cribbage Pizza. Their special is a crispy wooden crust studded with spent matchsticks. And as if that wasn't enough good fortune for one day, my living builder, Chris...
Hello, Linda, love.
..has been working for hours without once smashing through a main sewer, leaving the entire postal district swimming in effluent.
I know. Talk about lucky. I really should buy a lottery ticket today.
I must say, Chris, this room really does look bigger without the walls. Did they have to come down?
Look, Linda, love, I know they seem sound enough, but just the lightest touch of a sledgehammer, you know, normal wear and tear, and down they came.
Switch on the radio, then. I wonder what's on Woman's Hour.
Misery of infertility.
That's the end of our winning streak.
Oh, I know what you mean. The radio's a bit of a desert at this time.
And so misleading. The other day I saw a mid-morning concert listed in the Radio Times with this band, Moneybox, live. Cool, dear me, I don't think I'll be seeing them on later with Jules Holland.
And now, respect in the area, please, for Radio Innit.
Here, have you changed stations?
Don't be daft. The last time this radio was retuned, Humphrey Littleton was in the Guards.
I am Peter Donaldson, and you is listening to Radio Innit. Innit. Radio 4's latest, rather desperate attempt to ingratiate itself with Da Youth, by which I presume they mean the under-55s. Now, on Radio Innit, it's time for the weather report. Innit. So, oh dear. Check for this with our gangster weatherman, Mr. Sean Puffy Clouds.
That's right, yeah, I'm your resident meteorologist in the hood, Anorak hood, cause there's enough low pressure in the area. I'm talking about precipitation. But big up yourself at the weekend, homies, cause a posse of high pressure is making a serious move. This means sunshine. So my advice to you is to get yourself a fine hole, cause with all this rain, the garden will need weeding. So plenty of hoeing for the homeboys at the weekend.
Refreshing change from you and yours. Is that the post?
No, just more fast food menus. Look at these. Ciabatta House, Fondue Chalet, Noodle Rectory. Oh, and look, House of Toast, for those on a tight breakfast schedule.
Oh, and look, here's the local paper. The East London Bastard, incorporating the newer murderer.
Anything interesting in the small ads? It's just past the nightclub stabbing section.
Let's see. Ooh, conceptual art installation. Ooh. Shoreditch. I quite fancy that. I've always been very artistic. Actually, I remember a foreman once saying that my handling of Artex was so reminiscent of a Turner Storm at sea, it made him quite queasy.
Well, I'm quite a fan of art myself. Particularly fond of Van Gogh. Well, as an artist, obviously not as a man, because he was quite strange in his private life. I mean, cutting his ear off because his girlfriend left him, then sending it to her. Do you think she came back? Can you imagine her opening that gory envelope, whipping out his severed lug hole and going, oh, Vinny. Oh, I thought you were all strange and driven and weird, but now... You know how to get round me. I said, you know how to get round me.
Oh, shush, the phone. Lovely.
Who is it? Who is it?
Hello? Oh. Hello? Is there anybody there?
It's Betty, the Kate Adie of mortality. bringing us all the news from death's very door.
Hello.
I better answer. Hello, Betty.
Oh, don't hurry yourself answering, will you? If life were a game of countdown, which it is, I'm not at bum de bum de bum bum de bum de bum. I'm at bidip-bidip-bidip-bidip-bidip-bum. Now then, I've got some important documents to show you.
I'll pop round then.
Oh, no, I'll pop round to you.
Oh, Betty, have you finally had that hip replacement you've been waiting for?
Oh, you're joking, aren't you? The time they've kept me waiting, they could replace my old hip with a cream cracker and it would be an improvement. It's all right for the Queen Mother. I lost count of the new hips she's had. How does she get through them all? What's she doing, flamenco dancing? But I'm coming round all the same, thanking you.
Hmm, intriguing.
What's that peculiar noise?
Yeah, it's like a sick milk float that's very far away.
Well, what do you think of my new hog then?
Yeah, Betty, nice. Robo Betty. You've got one of those dinky motorised carts. That'll save your legs.
Yes, literally. What with my osteoporosis, by the time I walk round here, I'm 2 inches shorter than when I set out. In fact, I'm half an inch shorter than I was before I started saying osteoporosis. I got fed up of having to have my cardigans taken up, so I got this. It's called a rascal. I've joined a chapter of rascal owners up at the daycare centre. We all drive off in a pack and terrorise the South Coast. Saga louts we are. Oh, what a morning I've had with David Dickinson.
Ah, the antiques expert from Bargain Hunt. I believe he's Judith Chalmers' dad.
Do you know, he's marvellous. Is he as suntan in real life as he is on the telly?
Oh, yes, it's a beautiful mahogany stain. When he stands in front of the sideboard, you can't see him. Ever since I sold him that Clarice Cliff tea set, he's been rummaging through my drawers on a regular basis. It's getting harder and harder to satisfy him. But this got him really excited. Look.
Oh, what a coincidence. You've been chosen as well over thousands of others to go into the Reader's Digest Million Pound Draw. I can't believe it. Two people in the same street.
No, 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 the other one.
Letters of Jack the Ripper?
That's right. Could be worth a fortune if they're genuine. That's where you come in. I want you to get them authenticated for me.
Oh, no, Betty, I don't think so. I mean, for one thing, I don't know any Ripper experts, and for another, I totally disapprove of the Jack the Ripper industry. Gruesome tours and pubs called the Ripper, it's sexist. I mean, you wouldn't get pubs called after man-killers. Can you imagine having a pint in the bad diet and sedentary lifestyle?
Dear, I'll tell you what, if we go to that art gallery in Shoreditch, there's bound to be an expert around those parts. It's the heart of Ripper Country. That's the council slogan. I've got it on a tea towel.
All right, then, I'll call a cab. Hello, Bon MOT Cabs. Warra!
Linda! Chris, where to? My poorly maintained but insanely fast Nissan Cherry awaits you.
Hoxton Square, please.
Okay. Now, as the Pink Floyd say, set the controls for the heart of the sun! Oh, guess who I drove to Betty's? David Dickinson. I could not believe it. He is fantastic with his Lovejoy mullet. You should see the size of his shirt collars. Amazing! He must have the wingspan of an albatross.
Oh, here we are, White Cube 2.
An art gallery. I love art. Have you ever seen Watercolor Challenge? No? It's fantastic. Competitive watercolors, so it's exciting and relaxing at the same time. And all presided over by the lovely Hannah Gordon, the younger older man's Joan Bakewell. She always has a kind word for the competitors, even when they have been rubbish. Just like the Duchess of Kent with the English players at Wimbledon.
Well, Bob's your haircut. Here we are in Hoxton.
It's certainly changed a lot. Used to be a wild place, the haunt of East End criminals.
Yeah, well, you may say that, Lindrum, but in those days, when the craze were about, there was a lot less crime.
Well, yes, that's very true, Chris, but only if you adjust the crime figures to exclude the crimes committed by the craze.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, my old mum used to leave her door open. She was never burgled. No one slipped up her front passage. Oh, this is lovely.
Yeah, I like this gallery.
This is gorgeous. Oh, I like this piece. It's very powerful.
What, that load of coats?
It's not any load of coats, Linda. You see, these coats hanging limp and empty symbolise how limp and empty our lives are.
Or perhaps how limp and empty our coats are when we're not in them.
Well, that too. What's it called? The cloakroom. Oh, 50 pence an item, coats left at owner's risk. Oh, well, anyway, moving on. Come on, this way.
I always feel a little bit insecure in art galleries. You know, you look at the painting, Field of Corn Crows, very nice. Then you move on. But then you notice that other people who were there before you are still looking at the same picture. What are they all looking at? Is it captioned, "Our artist has made several mistakes"? Can you see them all? There's 12 top hats hidden in the painting, and if you spot the lot, you win a prize.
Have you seen this one? It's a motor scooter made entirely out of matchboxes. It's a visual pun. It's called Swan Vespa. Get it? Oh, yeah, you know, I'm very taken with this conceptual art.
There's no gift shop here, is there?
Well, shame. I wouldn't mind some postcards.
See, that's another thing. Who decides which paintings get to be greeting cards? Some are obvious, Monet, poppy fields, Van Gogh, sunflowers. But who decided that Edvard Munch's The Scream got to be a card? The Scream, what occasion could that be appropriate for? Best wishes on your nervous breakdown.
Do you know, thought-provoking installations made out of ordinary household objects commanding astronomical prices. It's a fantastic scam. I mean, it's very inspiring. I could do it. In fact, as a builder, I do do it in a way. I know. Why don't I turn your house...
You are not encasing my house in concrete. Not deliberately, anyway.
Oh, whatever. But why don't I turn it into a gallery space? I could create pieces and display them in the perfect minimalism of the wallless lounge. Oh, please say yes.
Oh, I don't know, Chris.
Oh, please, Linda. It'll only be a temporary installation.
Oh, well, if it's only temporary... Then...
Yes, I'm off to launch my Brit Art career.
Hold on. What about these Ripper letters? You were going to help me find an expert.
Oh, there's bound to be one nearby. Ask in a pub. Bye.
Ugh, great.
Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Where am I going to find a Ripper expert round here? It's all noodle bars and nightclubs and vegetarian circus schools. Watch a man place his head into the mouth of a live yoghurt. There's no old-fashioned pubs. Oh, hold on a minute. This could be the traditional East End boozer I've been looking for. It looks really horrible. The Traveller's Rest, with no travellers scrawled in felt pen. Travellers spelt with two V's and a Z. The licensee, a Mr. S. Terry. Oh, hold on, there's a bit of luck. Licensed to sell intoxicating liquors and authenticate Jack the Ripper artifacts. Excellent. Oh, hello, are you Mr. S. Terry?
I am. But you can call me Scary.
Shut it, Lennox!
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's all right. He's just a bit confused. You see, I name him after the heavyweight champion of the world. For a long time, he was Tyson. He liked that. Then they started going down like ninepins. One minute, he's Evander. The next minute, he's Lennox. Yes, he's got multiple personalities. Luckily, they're all very violent personalities, so he isn't conflicted.
Well, strictly speaking, shouldn't he be called Ramen?
Do you want to tell him?
Don't you think he'd be a bit less volatile if he wasn't cooped up on that balcony?
Yeah, he loves that balcony, though. Like royalty, he is. Barking on the balcony. Yeah, he's my little prince. He hates going out.
Oh dear, is he agoraphobic?
No, he loves agro. You calling my dog a puff?
I don't think so. Oh, this is a traditional pub. You don't see that much these days. A big jar of pickled eggs on the bar. How much are they?
£300,000.
What?
That's not any old jar of pickled eggs, sweetheart. That's a Damien Hirst. And by the way, mind that filthy ashtray.
Oh, let me guess, a Tracy Emin?
Spot on.
Now I'm really confused. Is this a traditional pub or a modern art gallery?
It's a traditional pub as modern art. Everything round here is an installation nowadays. Art's a big racket now. Once this area was run by Ronnie and Reg. Now it's Gilbert and George.
So are you a Ripper expert then, or is that sign above your front door a postmodern joke?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Ripper expert, all right. Why? What you got?
These.
Let's have a look. Oh, yeah. That's genuine, all right.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, only there's one or two things...
What?
Well, the paper, for a start.
What about the paper?
Well, it seems to be fax paper. I'm not sure they had that in Victorian times.
The oldie fax paper? Yeah, of course they did.
And another thing, it's not even signed Jack the Ripper. It's signed Eviscera, the new brand name for Jack the Ripper. I believe rebranding is quite a recent concept. I mean, you see, it's not for me, it's my neighbour Betty. She wants to sell these to David Dickinson, and if they're fake, I'm...
David Dickinson? That sun-dried tomato who presents Bargain Hunt. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Sounds to me like you need a second opinion.
Well, I'm not that bothered.
Well, no, really. I insist. I'll get the jam jar.
Oh, jam jar. That's car, isn't it? Jam jar car, rhyming slang.
No, rhyming slang is useless. Anyone can guess it. Jam jar, car. I was using the more esoteric non-rhyming slang. Jam jar, sawn-off shotgun.
Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Ah, this warehouse is nice and deserted. So, who are we meeting then?
We are not here merely to solicit the opinion of some criminal historian about a bundle of alleged Ripper correspondence that you have rightly deemed to be moody.
No.
No. We are here to meet the boss, the chief of chiefs.
You don't mean?
Yes. The capo di tutti capi. The Don of Dons.
That can only mean one man. The terror of gangland. The much feared crime boss. Don Estelle!
Hello?
Don Estelle, godfather. Does this mean you're behind the traffic in Ripperana?
That's right. I'm the Mr. Big. I control all the Cockney bollocks industry. Jack the Ripper, Pearly Kings, Whelk Stalls, pie and mash with that horrible green gravy. And now the sweetest plum of all, conceptual art.
Believe me, godfather, I had no idea.
Of course you hadn't. It's a bloody secret, isn't it? I warned Betty before about getting too greedy.
You mean Betty's in on it?
Of course. Receiving stolen goods, fake Ripper scribblings, the elephant man's buns. The old lady likes to wet her beak in everything.
I can't believe it. Betty receives stolen goods.
Put it this way. If the poet Robert Frost is right, and good fences make good neighbours, you've got the best neighbour in the world. But if she carries on like this, breaking the code of silence, she's going to wake up to find a tub of jellied eels on her pillow.
She wouldn't like that. She don't like jellied eels.
No one likes jellied eels. They're a weapon of terror. Need that? I don't need this grief. I've got enough to worry about. What with my territory being eroded by the gay mafia?
The gay mafia? You mean a liberal elite of gays in positions of power? Isn't that a paranoid right-wing fantasy?
Yes, that is. I'm talking about the gay mafia, literally. A mafia that is gay. Listen to this tape.
Hey, you wearing that shirt with those pants? Forget about it.
Hey, God didn't make you queen.
Hey, Guido, I'm gonna make you a quiche you can't refuse.
Amazing, there really is a gay mafia.
Oh, yes, they control antiques, floristry and the armed forces. They've been going for years, and they can be very bitchy.
Excuse me, Don. Hello?
Hello, Linda, love.
Oh, you sound excited.
Well, I've been in the bricklayer's arms all afternoon. Where I picked up a lot of very good tips for my art gallery.
Oh, right. How's it going?
Marvellous. Acknowledging my builderly passion for sugary tea and in homage to White Cube 2, I'm calling my gallery Sugar Cube 2 Lumps. Anyway, hurry home, because I'm having the launch party soon. Bye.
Did he say art gallery? He's setting up an art gallery without pushing some tribute upstairs to the Don. Oh, dear, oh, dear. We'd better get round there.
Yes, straight away. You drive me, Terry.
What about me?
You'll have to make your own arrangements.
But you're going to my house. I could sit in the back.
I'm a mafia boss, not a mini cab driver. Ta-ra.
Bon MOT cabs. I'm not sure what my address is. Just send a car to the only deserted warehouse in East London that's not been converted into one-bedroom executive flats.
Linda! Where to now?
Home, please. And I never thought I'd say this to you, Warra, but drive as fast as you can.
Do you want me to lose my license? Hypothetically speaking. Okay. As Russell Crowe says in Gladiator, at my hand signal, unleash hell!
Whoa, Warra, my fillings are rattling.
Thank you. I aim to please. Actually, you are lucky I am free. I have spent all afternoon customizing Betty's Rascal for her. I have souped up the batteries and painted the go faster stripes on the side. Although, to be quite honest, I don't think stripes really do make you go faster. If they did, then the fastest land mammal would be the badger. Oh, here's your house. Break in now! Uh-oh.
My bay window. And you've smashed one of my Franklin Mint limited edition porcelain songbirds.
Hello, Linda Love. Oh, Warra, you brought an installation from our gallery. I love it. M. Reg Saloon through bay window. It articulates with delicious irony the human cost of road widening schemes. Come through and join my gallery launch party. Everyone but everyone is here. Maurice Charles, you're so funny. Oh, it's so glamorous. I've got Jarvis doing the DJing.
Jarvis Cocker?
No, Martin Jarvis. He's playing dance mixes of his theatrical anecdotes. He's got thousands of them. It makes Ned Sheeran seem like an amnesiac. Oh, Sean Puffy Clouds radio in its gangster weatherman's a celebrity guest, and I've set up one of those trendy juice bars in the kitchen by rerouting the pipe from the waste disposal. Oh, look, there's Brian Sewell. Fruit smoothie, Brian.
Chris, I have to talk.
Oh, look, look, here's Betty with her work. It is quite controversial.
This year is my answer to Tracy Emin. Betty's bed. Starched white sheets, candlewick bedspread, hospital corners. Lovely. It's part of my installation, Spotless. There's another work called Eat Off This Floor. And over there, in response to that performance artist who was trapped in a block of ice, is my niece, Megan. Trapped in a block of flats with two screaming kids. Harrowing work.
I've been inspired by Tracy Emin too. You know that tent she did, Everyone I've Ever Slept With? Well, I've done one, Everyone I've Ever Screwed. It's a list of people I've done building work for.
Very nice. Can I have a word, please, you two?
Yeah, well...
too late.
I parked in the street, the bay window's full. Now then, Betty, why on this, the occasion of my daughter's cycling proficiency test, do you betray me?
I'm sorry, Godfather. It was getting harder and harder to satisfy David Dickinson. I sold him all my good stuff, but he was mad for it.
I'm disappointed in you. You've given me some right agitator. I don't want to hear any more about this ripper thing of ours. Capisce?
Apart from the Italian words, yes, Don.
A real gangster at my party. Talk about chic. And after I've been let down by John McVicar and all.
And you, Chris, with your Fanuke gallery, You owe me 15% on every transaction.
What for?
For protection.
Protection against what?
Well, this is a very nice gallery you've got here, Chris. Very nice.
Ta.
Be a shame if someone feng shui'd it.
Who were?
Who were indeed. Imagine the havoc I could wreak to the chi in this room by, say, putting a yucca plant in your relationships corner.
No.
Or running water in the money area.
No, don't.
Disastrous. And if you still didn't pay up, I'd have to deck you.
Oh, no violence, please.
No, I mean really deck you. Cover your patio in that horrible blue planking. Planking so much favoured by ground force. I warn you, it goes all slimy and treacherous in wet weather. Harbours vermin underneath. And is not very hard wearing.
Oh, no, not decking. I couldn't bear it. Anything but that. I'll cooperate.
And not a word about this. Just keep quiet because I hate a whispering grass.
Excuse me, bro. Is you really a gangster?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Oh, respect. I like the way you was rapping there, man.
Oh, thank you very much.
Because I work in pirate radio. How would you like to hit the studio and lay down some tunes?
But I've no education. How I've envied John McVicar with his degree in sociology. I've never had his opportunities. I've never been to prison. So, yes. I would love to swap the corruption and hypocrisy of the underworld for the pure, clean air of the music business.
Ah, safe!
Everybody, look. While you have been arguing, the Turner Prize judges have been in the gallery and my M-Reg Saloon Through Bay window has won. I might also add that I have been chosen above thousands of others to go in the Reader's Digest £1 million draw. Which I will almost certainly win. But in the meantime, Mr. Dawn is going to sing.
Why do you whisper green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees.
Linda Smith's A Brief History of Time Wasting starred Linda Smith with Femi Olufewodju Jr., Jeremy Hardy, Margaret John, and Chris Neal. Special guest, Don Estelle, with me, Peter Donaldson, as the radio announcer, and Colin Sell at the piano. The script was written by Linda Smith, and the producer was Lucy Armitage.
Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know. Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret.